الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بمشيئة الله الله سبحانه وتعالى will continue our classes about مبطلات الصلاة, what things you do in your salah and will lead you to lose your salah or to be or your salah will be denied. Spoke about some of it last week. Today we continue inshallah ta'ala. مبطلات الصلاة كل ما يبطل الطهارة. Anything will make the purification to be denied. And we spoke about the purification before, three things. طهارة المكان, you have to choose the pure or clean place in order to pray. So some brother, they pray in the train station, and a lot of people, homeless, they be on that all over, and they go and pray. You have to make sure the place is clean. Before you pray, you have to choose the clean place in order to make your salah valid. Taharatul Qism. You have to check your body all the time. People came and complained to me many times. After I pray, I found actually something in my body. This will make your salah denied. Especially in the morning when you wake up. You have to make sure to clean your awra, the front and the back. It's very important. Taharatu al-malbas. You make sure that your clothes is clean. Some of the people, after they pray, they found in the underwear something dirty. You have to make sure that your clothes is clean all the time in order to have a valid salah. Some people, after they pray, they found, oh, Sheikh, I forgot. And I met my wife. And I left my house and I did not take a shower. Yes, it is. He forgot because he sleep. Then when he wake up, he forgot that he met his wife. Then he go to work and he is impure. He cannot pray while you are in impurifications. You cannot do that. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda. After the death of the Prophet ﷺ, he used to lead the salah in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. But one day he met his wife. He met his wife, then he slept. And when he woke up for Fajr, he forgot that he met his wife. And he came and made only wudu. And he came and he led the salah. After he finished the whole salat al-fajr, remember that he is impure. Because he met his wife. Right away he ran to his house and he took a shower and he go and by himself and repeat his salah. But you are as a ma'moom. If the imam is impure or something happened to the imam, your salah is correct. He's the one who has to carry this responsibility. He's the one who has to carry this error, not you. So we have to make sure that purification is very important. Some of the brothers, second. Some of the brother or sisters, both way, they are in wudu and they touch each other like hugging, kissing with desires. Without any control, you may find something come out, either from the man or from the woman. This is will deny the salah, because if something come out from you or from her, after you touching, not physical contact, but only hugging and kissing. Because some of the brothers insist, they don't want to leave the house unless actually hug his wife and so, especially the young people. Of course, the old people, exactly, they raise a white flag already. The old people, they raise the white flag. But for young people, they are active. SubhanAllah. So make sure exactly that you are not. And it depends. Even a man came enter the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. and he was a young man, and it was in Ramadan. He asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, هيقبل إحدانا زوجاتي وهو صائم? Are we allowed to kiss our wife while we are fasting? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him, he's a young man. He told him, you are not allowed. In just like a minute, another man entered the masjid. Old man came to the Rasulullah and asked him the same question. Are we allowed to touch our wife? Why we touch not physical contact, only touch her and kiss her, hug her? Are we allowed to touch our wife while we are fasting? The Prophet, he looked at him and he told him yes. Because old is different than the young. And if you need to have any detail, you contact with Ahmed, he can explain to you in detail. Now, كشف العورة. Your aura, you make a sure in the salah, the aura will be completely closed, covered. Male and female. People and the young people or old people, they enter the masjid in the summer time with short. And they came in the masjid and pray, or they pray individual in their house with a short. Because it's too hot, we understand this. Remember the awra to rajul, the awra for the man, the private part for the man, from the belly button to under the knees. If you have short and you have a long short, and while you pray it's cover your two knees or the knees, that's your salah is valid. But some people, they wear a short one. It became, when, especially when he makes sujood, or sit down after that sujood, his knees will be showing. You have to know that your salah will be denied. The sister will come upstairs if you are there. Not allow for you to pray while your hair is showing from under the hijab. You have to make sure your hair completely, because awrat al-mar'a, the private part for the woman, from the top, include the hair all the way to the ankles. واختلف العلماء, and the ulam became different. If the woman she pray in her house or in the masjid, and the ankles of the woman exactly in her feet, in both sides, is showing, her salah accepted or not. That's the argument between the ulama. So make sure, my beloved sister, when you pray, you cover every single part in your body, include your exactly your feet. How I include my feet? Wear a socks. And not allowed to come to the masjid or to pray in your room while your feet is showing clearly. In order to pray, you must wear a thick socks. Thick socks. I have a lot of complaints came from upstairs. The sister, those who wear jeans, because today jeans became very famous in our generation. A woman wear a jeans, tight jeans. And when she makes sujood, her butt is showing. You have to learn, my beloved sister, that your salah is denied. You must go and make a sure. Therefore, we have upstairs, skirt. We give it to the sister who love to have a tight jeans. There is not allowed for the woman to have a tight jeans in general. Haram, because tight jeans will show her body clearly. If the woman, she wear a jeans, so her body will be showing clearly. And also for the men, some of the brothers, they have also, they love to go for the style. The style, like actually to wear a tight jeans, and when he makes sujood, and you look at, you pass by, you find his butt is showing up. You have to understand that your salah is denied. Make sure that your awra is covered. Unless, subhanallah, something accident. You actually work, you pray in the public, there is some wind came and show actually your thighs, part of your thighs, or part of a hijab. So right away, when in your salah, you must cover it. This is exception. طيب. The next one actually which make your salah denied or باطل if you pray against the qibla. The qibla is important, is the condition. I am in the desert. I am in the bark. I am in a travel. I'm traveling. I'm so and so. You must search where the qibla is. And alhamdulillah, we have the qibla in our phone. Everybody could download the application for the qibla now. But for example, if after you pray and you found out that you pray against the qibla, this salah is denied. You must repeat the salah again toward the qibla. No negotiation about that. Qibla is verb. I don't know how I download. Sheikh Mustafa gonna come and say, you know, I don't have qibla in my phone because phone is bid'ah. So what we have to do? I tell him, ya Sheikh Mustafa, in order to locate the qibla, so what you have to do? Turn your back, give your back to the sun. And you must make the sun in the left ear. When the sun came in the left ear, and you make the qibla in your back, I mean the sun in your back, in the left side of your ear, that means this is the qibla. You are completely in a qibla. Go ahead.
It's a qibla direction, right? You park car on the right side, right? And just one way, car passing. So now you are sitting on driving seat. So now you
want to
pray. So that is.
Are you gonna pray in the car?
I mean, while you are, in a driving mode and you park your car and you wanna pray. So you, I know.
In a fard, we know we have to get out from the car, unless you have a rain or a snow or very cold, exactly. But you are allowed to pray in the car with one condition: if you have a heavy rain, very cold weather outside, snow outside, and you don't have any masjid around, and you're going to lose the fard on time, you are allowed to pray. Other way, you have to get out from the car and search where the qibla is. I don't care exactly how you park your car, where you park your car, but yourself, you have to search where the qibla as much. And if you pray against the qibla and you don't know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive. But you have to search where the qibla is. Very important. If you pray and you discover after you pray that you pray against the qibla, you must repeat the salah and direct yourself to the qibla. And we have to understand the qibla here. We are not going to direct ourselves to the Kaaba. It's very difficult. So all this qibla which we follow, it is Mecca, the whole city of Mecca, because nobody could locate the Kaaba exactly in any qibla. No, you cannot locate the Kaaba. So only we locate the whole city of Mecca. That's actually what it's showing in our qibla, inshallah ta'ala.
Imam, so if you are praying like a shukul, like a asma, you did three rakats, and are facing the qibla, but the third one, someone comes and tells, oh, the qibla is this way. So you
turn yourself in the salah. Turn yourself in the salah. And when you found somebody came, and he told you, Akhi, you pray against the qibla, and he came and turned you towards the qibla, go with him. It doesn't matter if you pray two rak'ah or three rak'ah, but you correct yourself if you start your salah. Is that clear? Right. Moving too much in the salah. I saw that in the Haram Sharif in Mecca. People actually in the salah, exactly, they move a lot. Especially if they have like a scarf. Every time he tried to fix the scarf. Everybody look into the watch. You understand? Look into the watch. Moving actually all the time. Exactly. Try to clean actually his shirt or his shirt or his pants all the time. You cannot move in the salah unless it's necessity. It is important. A flies came in my face. And some of them look at some certain Sufis. He said, even if the snake came and bite you, do not move. How come? Exactly, I'm going to die. You understand? So while you are praying, you flies came, mosquito or something like this, cause you, I cannot take it. You are allowed to to take it out or to scratch. You cannot suffer in the salah. No, it's haram to scratch. No, go and scratch. Because this is necessity. But some people without any legal reasons in the salah, they moving a lot, fixing the clothes. And you find the brother every time. I saw the brother here in the masjid every time. Exactly, make sure, my beer is still there. My beer is still, mashallah, I still have the beer. Exactly. All the time he play with his beer. All the time. Sheikh Mustafa has a scarf every time he fix it. Every time he fix it. He fix it. Why you fix it? Why you don't fix it before the salah? You understand? So moving a lot in the some of the ulama say three times maximum, three movement in the salah. But this not has the basic. No basic. You moving if this necessity, if it's important. And I told you before here, practically, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was leading the salah, not in the masjid, outside, Jibril came to him, قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ اِخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ فَإِنَّ فِينَ عَلَيْكَ قَادِرًا. Took off your shoes because your shoes has dairy remaining in the bottom. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he starts do exactly, he took the shoes. And he put it in the left side, not in the right side. And the Sahaba before, 1,000. All of them, when the Prophet did that, all of them, they took the shoes out. So when the Prophet ﷺ finished the Salah, he said, who is leading you to take your shoes? He said, we did that because he did that, Ya Rasulullah. Exactly. He said, no, innama dhalika Jibril. Jibril came to me and he told me, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take your shoes off. Because your shoes is dirty, as he stepped on something exactly dirty. So the Prophet ﷺ, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Jibril, he took his shoes. But he moved a lot in order to do that. He's not gonna fly. And he took that with both of the shoes. No, he raised up the first one, first leg. Then he took it exactly, go by hand, it's the second one. Then he took it out. Then he go and put it on the left side. That's in every shoe he found himself four actions in order to do that. So he did it with the second leg. He raised it up. Take the shoes out. He put his shoes exactly his foot down. Then he go and kneel, bowing, to put it in the left side. Then he stand up. 5, 6 wish for every in order about he found some 10 or 12 actions. In order to take both of the shoes. Can I allow Sheikh Ahmed to pray with my shoes?
Yes.
We are allowed to bear to pray in our shoes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith al-Bukhari. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the group of prophets. Umirna. We have been commanded. أن نصلي في نعالنا to pray with our shoes. أمرنا. We have been ordered, we have been commanded to pray in our shoes. And ونعجل من إفطارنا and to rush to break our fasting, to break our fasting when you hear Allahu Akbar. Some people say, I'm humble. Let we wait until the whole azan is finished, then I eat like Ahmed. Exactly. Wait until exactly the whole azan is finished in order to eat. Except the muazzin. The one who makes the azan, exactly, he's a victim. Because he has to finish the azan and not breaking his fast, subhanallah, because he's making the azan. May Allah reward him. But this is the sunnah from Rasulullah sallam and all the prophet and messenger before Rasulullah, all of them, they used to this sunnah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray in their shoes. But you have to make sure that your shoes is clean. What about if I step on chicken, whatever exactly chicken, like boo, and you step on it, and you pray with these shoes, your salah is right. كل ما يؤكل لحمه فهو طاهر. Everything you eat it, Their urine and their stool is pure. Everything you eat, cow, a farmer actually, and he stepped with his shoes over the stool of the cow. Can he pray with it? Yes, because you're eating the cow, it's halal for you. Chicken, goats, lamb, so and so. We just address it to Sheikh Mustafa because he loved this issue. Everything you eat it, their urine and their stool is clean. The only thing, dogs, yes, it's impure. I have to clean it. How I'm clean it? How I clean my shoes if I step on the bubble of the dogs or the cat? Horse, donkey, whatever is, what you should do, how you clean it? You clean it by the dirt. Because the dirt is pure. Allah creating all of us from the clay, from the dirt. So if you take your shoes and you try to clean it exactly in the dirt, and then you took it and scratch it one to, against one another, it will be clean, inshallah ta'ala. Even if the bad smelling is still remaining, you are allowed to pray in these shoes or this sandal or this slipper, whatever it is.
But horse, if people
see
horse, Arabs don't eat horse?
It's not, the horse is not the horse. They have like the zebra, the donkey which has lions. How do you call it? Zebra? Zebra.
Zebra, yeah.
Zebra. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even for the donkey, they used to eat it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Khaybar, he stood up and he gave a speech. He said exactly, I used to permit you to eat the flesh of the civilian donkey. And donkey is like a horse. Civilian donkey. In Khaybar, the Prophet, he said, I used to permit you to eat that. Allah make it haram for you today. He stop it. وزواج المتعة, and to marry the woman with a temporary contract, exactly 1 hour or 2 hours or something like this, or to sleep the whole night or 1 month with her, temporary contract, haram. The Shia until today, they still marry. So you find every single Shia, he married 50, 60 women because temporary. I marry you until 6 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't need to tell her, go, you are divorced. Nothing. It's like prostitution, and give her some money, of course. Haram. So if the Prophet said not permitted for the Sahaba to eat the flesh of the donkey, exact civilian donkey, that's mean equal to horses. Yes, I know certain Muslims, they used to eat it, but I don't think so. A lot of Muslims today, they eat the horses, inshallah. Even if it's not haram, it's undesirable, inshallah ta'ala, not to eat it. Hi. It's forbidden. Last one, inshallah, before you leave. To follow the imam in the same time. You have to wait until the imam born said Allahu Akbar. Not to be equal to the imam. You have to follow after the follow the imam. Innama ju'ila al-imam liyu'tamma bih. The imam made to follow him, not to be equal with him. So we find the people, when the imam, for example, finish exactly the surah, before the imam make a ruku', they make a ruku' before the imam or to be equal with the imam. La. You have to wait until the imam. Why we rush? You are the prisoner of the imam. You cannot do anything before the imam. Wallahi, in this masjid and all the masjid which I visit, even Masjid al-Taqwa, yesterday I was in Masjid al-Taqwa. I have a lot of Masjid al-Taqwa, a lot of people in the front of me. I know them. They proceed before the imam. You have to know if you proceed before the imam, your salah is X denied. You have to repeat the salah again. You cannot do that. Or to be equal with the imam. To be equal with the imam. La. You wait until the imam go after, said Sami' Allahu liman hamida, and wait until the imam go down. That's why the imam, he has a very sensitive position. In order to move from standing position to the sujood, you cannot say Allahu Akbar while you're still standing. Because if you say Allahu Akbar, the back lines or the lines behind him, people doesn't know he's in sujood or not. So he should go and become closer to sujood and to say Allahu Akbar in order to give a time for those who are still standing to follow him. Not to make Allahu Akbar while he's still standing. Because if you do that, people will proceed before you. You have to be sensitive exactly to understand the imam. Time, my time is finished. And Brother Lutfullah said, when this man is going to finish? Exactly, subhanAllah. We need actually to finish, inshallah. Barakallah fikum, inshallah ta'ala.
One question that should be, assalamu
alaikum.
For the sisters that
are
very weak.
Assalamu alaikum. Go ahead, Sheikh.
Sisters that wear wigs or, you know, no sympathetic hair. Can they pray with like wigs or sympathetic hair, especially
no.
The sisters?
No. Has to be hijab.
Men do too, they're going to wig. Men also.
Has to be hijab.
No. I mean, weed. They
will
cover
the... And weed is haram for both male and female.
Oh.
Weed haram for both male and female. If the woman she pray with the weed, you understand? They're haram for her actually to wear that. The only thing to replace it with a scarf. She have the miserable, some of the woman because of long time she losing hair. And part of her head or the whole head they became back like a bolt. She wanna clear it with a scarf. She wore it the scarf and the hijab in order to cover it. But weed for Allah, the Prophet has a very dangerous hadith. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاصِلَةُ وَالْمُسْتَوْصِلَةُ. Allah curse the one she would the weed or she connects it. Extra hair with her original hair, she will be cursed, and the one she needed for her, both of them are cursed. And the man, Nara Allah wa Sheikh Ahmed, to put weed. Why you actually? Because I am gonna look ugly. My son, subhanAllah, he shaved it completely, he make it bald all the time. Every week he has to shave it. He loves himself to be bald. So, what's wrong with this? But to buy and to go and buy a weed for this is haram in Islam for both of them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, inshallah. Go ahead.
That's how I could raise that issue. Because all of the Imam, like five floors, right? So the
Kairos will be from the beginning.
So all of them are five floors, right?
Allah subhanahu wa say it again.
So there's five floors, right?
So Imam should be at the bottom or where? Like, you have five floors, right?
Five floors.
Yeah, so Imam should be where? At the bottom, the middle, like, how should be?
Imam, for example, he need to go and for sujood. Sami Allahu liman hamid. He finished the rak'ah.
No, I'm talking here that this is five floors, right?
Coming. And now we have music microphone, Habibi. Barakallah fika, Sheikh. Jazakallah khair. So now, the Imam making, for example,